There are two things I am afraid of. One is dying young. The other is Johnny Monroe. Whenever I see him, I get a creepy feeling that crawls up the length of my spine.
We want to suspend your life for a few hours so that we can put your soul into the same dimension we took you out of. Enough time for you to find Charlie and guide her out. Then, once your soul is free, we'll put it back into your body. Oh, hell no. Harlow glared. You must fucking be kidding. You want to kill him?
Everything he said just flat-ass weirded me out.
You know what his story brings out in me?
What?
Curiosity. I mean, damn, Ed. Here we've got this cool-looking guy who's heartbroken over his dead wife.
You left out the part about somebody trying to drive him crazy.
Jack stood up straight, took a deep breath, and said, I hear you, Amy Lynn. Lock up the barn and let's go back to the house. Amy slowly stood up straight and faced Jack. Then that voice again, like the low growl of a little dog that decided not to take any more beatings. She laughed. You think either of those two morons had the mental capacity to run an operation as complex as this one? I couldn't move, couldn't think. Stuck with a gun in my face and no alternatives. I couldn't even reach my phone in my back pocket without her seeing. Trudy tells him the whole story of having to be Hoot's girlfriend and getting his uncle's key and so on.